Good afternoon. My name is Saito, and I'm coming from Japan for only this 15-minute presentation. So, so please listen carefully and gently, and don't ask me the complicated question after the presentation. Okay. And the title is "Gender Differences in Conversations That Play Role in." Roles in preventing dementia, actually in reducing the risk of dementia among the elderly in Japan. Okay. This is the members of our project, and which is called AGES. AGES stands for Aichi. Aichi is the name of the region in central Japan. The Aichi Gerontological Evaluation Study. And this is me. This is Dr. Murata, and she's there. In this room, and this is Dr. Kondo. He's a leader of this group, and another person is here, and another Dr. Kondo, the left, the front left, he's there. And so, the purposes of this study. We have two purposes of this study. The first one is we would like to show that. By statistical evidence, conversation might play different roles for men and women in reducing the risk of dementia. The second question, second purpose is, by showing it, we would like to argue that interventions of Japanese local governments may be partly ineffective for old men. So to achieve these purposes, I'd like to show the following things. Two, theoretical background. What kind of studies have been done in the context of our study? By some studies, it's pointed out that involvement with social networks such as families, neighborhood, and friends may reduce the risk of dementia. And what's more important, in more focused context, by some studies, it's shown that conversation can play an important role in reducing the risk of dementia. So according to these studies, conversation may activate brains of the elderly. Three, our point. So however, we speculate that this may be not simply true similarly among men and women. There should be a gender difference. There is not much research of the role of conversation in preventing dementia. Actually, in the reducing the risk of dementia, especially focusing on gender difference. So our question is, does conversation play an important role for both men and women? That's our research question. So the data are coming from AGES project that I told you. And the data that we use in this project are cohort data. The number of subjects amounts to over 3,000. In the survey, the wave 1 was conducted in 2000 and wave 2 was conducted in 2003 and 4. The statistical method that we use is multiple logistic regression models. In logistic regression models, dependent variable is dichotomous, so that is whether the elderly are suffering from dementia or not in wave 2. That's dichotomous. And independent variables, we have two kinds of conversation variables in wave 1. First one is whether they are talking with family and friends or not. The second one is whether the elderly are talking to young people or not. Control variables include self-rated health, education, income, and ages. There are five categories of ages, and each category has 5-year intervals, basically. Look at the results of our analysis. Look at the table 1. This is the result of logistic regression model predicting the reduction of risk of dementia. I'd like to inform you of this one. The plus value means reduction of risk of dementia, and minus value means risk of dementia on these tables. So finding one is about this value. Talking with family and friends is significantly related to the reduction of a risk of dementia among women, only women. The odds ratio is about 3, 2.9. How about men? This is finding 2. However, it's not true among men, so this is not significant. Look at the table 2. This is a result of logistic regression model with control variables. So finding 3, controlling other variables like age, self-rated health, and so on, the findings 1 and 2 above are still supported. So women are significant, but men are not significant. But this is not the end of this presentation. How about this? Look at this value. We can get another question. Variable B among women is not really related to reduction of a risk of dementia, so we have to do additional analysis. Look at the table 3. This is a regression model of only women. So without A variable, B is significantly related. Look at this. I didn't put variable A into the model, and B is significant. And inserting age, this one, it makes a change. So the significance of B variable disappeared, and the age is significant. So what does this mean? Considering 1 and 2 above, we can create an interaction term. Interaction term is age times talk to young people. Age times talk young people. This is the final table. This is a result of logistic regression model. And in this model, all the variables so far are put together. The interaction is significantly related, and B variable is also significant. And when we calculate the coefficient of each group, for the age 1, the youngest group, the coefficient of B variable is 0.928, and the second youngest group, the coefficient of that second youngest group is 0.545. So that means the older, the smaller. So the older, the smaller. So in other sense, B works more strongly when the elderly are younger. So when the elderly are younger, B variable works more strongly. And one more thing, A variable is significant, still significant. So we can say both the conversation variables A and B are significant. This is what we got finally. So policy implication. There are many salons, you know. Salons are social chances to have a conversation among the elderly. Those salons are provided by local governments in Japan. These pictures are appearances from outside, and this is inside. Basically, there is a room, and there are some tables and chairs, and people, the elderly people are coming into and out. The problem is social workers, nurses, or policymakers are complaining old men are not active to participate in conversations. In salons, I took these pictures. Actually, the left one, the top left one, is by my grandmother. And they are talking like this. I like this salon too much, or blah, 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 or we are good friends, oh yeah. So we can see much conversation among women. But how about men? I got a picture. He's saying I'm not talkative. So I know these pictures are very artificial, and I created them on purpose. But the point is, social workers and other people are complaining again, complaining old men are not active to participate. But in recent Japan, typical old men are not active, not active or talkative. Typical old women are very active and talkative. So interventions focusing on conversation may not work for health promotion for men. Therefore, other types of interventions should be provided for men, maybe. And this is just my guess, like bedding or chess. So they don't like to have conversations. But they have to use brains, right? So this is the last page. Broader implication. This study may suggest the importance of considering gender difference in public health studies, especially health promotion, as the last person presented. This may not be just the story of Japan, the elderly, or conversation and dementia. So I hope the findings of this study can be applied to another context. This is all. Thank you very much. Thank you.